Hello, I'm Rebecca Joseph and welcome to my podcast, It's a Yaoi Recipe, a pop culture about BL, Yaoi manga, anime, and general fudoshi talks. Hello and welcome back to another episode of It's a Yaoi Recipe. On this episode, I'm going to be reviewing and talking about Wild Wild Wildlife by Hugo Kojima. I was trying to get this manga for a long time. It was released on, mid-January. But it was out of stock and I think Amazon didn't really fulfill it because it's still out of stock. So I did try to order it from Amazon, but that got cancelled. When it was available on Borders Depository, I took the opportunity to buy it recently and it did come through. So I got this with all my other mangas. So I was really happy to see it to finally receive it because I wanted it to be added to my Kuma collection. And I know Kuma as a publication does some really really good mangas like to read, and also their publication, their books and produce is seriously good quality. Like the paper, the whole feel of it, it's really well made. So I got about four or five at the moment, I definitely think it's worth getting some Kuma books because I think they're all good. So when I saw the Wild Wild Wildlife and when I saw the front cover of it, I thought it would be more like, I knew it would be smutty read because obviously it tells you a lot, the front cover, but I thought it would be more like Sakura, like, you know, these artists like Sakura and Ikuyasu, yeah, the one who did Hammer and Pounded. So it was kind of like one of those like beefy men, like beautiful men, beefy beautiful men, and normally these stories are proper smutty, they're proper sort of erotic stories. So I knew, I kind of had a sixth sense of me erotic. So I kind of bought this blind, not knowing the content of the story and what is it all about. So I bought this blind, but I did read the description of it, which I will read the description. But let's read the description, by the way. Yeah, let's just read it and I'll talk about it. Tonight is mating season in the woods. The kind and gentle goat man, Takigiri, is on his way home from tending to the fields when the wild sex craze Lixman Kurohi attacks him. Relentless torment from back and front and back, Takigiri yells stop, but when he feels Kurohi's gaze, his body begins to feel flushed. From beast man love to school love, even android love and more, you will find in all forms of Kijima's unleash their universe in this anthology. So yeah, this is like a series of stories in this manga. It's not a full one story manga. This is like a series, like an anthology, I think. Yeah, it is an anthology. It's quite similar to Melton Lovers, where there's a series of stories. Yeah, it's one of those non-consent stories, non-consensual stories, which some people feel, yeah, some are okay with it, some are like, nah, and they're like, nah, it's not for them. For me, it depends on the kind of, like, how, it depends on the, it really does depend on the storyline. It's like some stories are a little bit too disturbing to read and I don't really like that, but I know these kind of stories, this is why it's like Sakura's work and Ikusasu's work sometimes have non-consent stories. Also, like, because of the type of theme and the type of drawings and the characters, you kind of know that it's kind of like one of those rough sort of non-consent, like sort of rough kind of like really erotic stories, really smutty stories, and they're not meant to be slightly romantic. They're meant to be slightly, they're meant to be, like sort of henty-ish, you know. So, yeah. There was another manga I bought that could be slightly similar. Well, not similar, but like that that kind of had a similar theme, was the Secret Case Files of the Calf April. Yeah, so I bought that as well. And wait a minute, is that the same author as... Hold on a minute, I need to look this up real quickly. So when I'm looking this up real quick, you know, normally I have these things pre-prepared. I have these things really pre-prepared before I... Oh, it's the same author! Oh! Do you know what? Oh, this is a discovery, this is an exclusive discovery. I was thinking this is the same name as... Wait, what? Kijima? People Kijima? Oh, I think this is the same author. Got the same name. People Kijima. Sorry, I got really taken aback because I was reading my notes. I'm thinking, wait a minute, is this the same author? Is this the same author? I mean, it's spelled the same. You're joking. Oh, well, yes, it is the same author. I'm so baffled now. Oh wow, why does it look so different? I need to compare the two now. This is going to be interesting. Yeah, so I forgot what I'm saying now because I'm just like, is this the same author? It is, but it looks different in the the Secret Cafe. Well, it's got the same kind of name, but it's spelled different. Well, yeah. Same name. Anyway, if you have read, if you know this artist, let me know actually. Please let me know if you know if this is the same artist, because it's got the same name. No, but I think it's the same, yeah, because when I saw the artwork, I thought it looks very familiar with the Secret Case Files of a Calf April, which when I now comparing it, I'm like, yeah, that's just, yeah, I can tell now. So yeah, and that one is also a non-consent story, but with this manga, it's not as uncomfortable as I, even though it's got like non-consent scenes, like it's like, yeah, it's kind of like those tropes where it's kind of like those tropes where it's like, oh, like some viewers or some readers will not like at all, but to me it's kind of like, it's just because I'm used to reading this, because obviously from reading Hammond and Pounders, Sakura's work, like Teach Me Tutor, I'm sort of used to these stories, but it's all right though. The one story that got me a little bit disturbed was the Viva la Vivre, some sort of French thing, and this one is sort of like, I was shocked. It was actually quite shocking to, because of the, there's like this brothel where there's like android boys that look like children, and androids, I say, and yeah, it just creeped me out a little bit. This story creeped me out the most, because even though they're androids, they're like really young. It's kind of like I guess it's like a loli character. Yeah, I don't know much about lolis, in general. I have heard of it through watching online on YouTube, like through the anime man. He talks about lollies a lot. And yeah, so it's like lollies, but boys. But it was a little bit uncomfortable because it was like, oh no, they're too young. It's too young for me. It's way too young. So that story was a little bit too much for me. It's like, nah, it's like, I can't. It's too edgy. It's too much. But the other story that interested me the most was Court Survival. And Court Survival is actually the one that was most interesting because it's sort of like a zombie apocalypse. And the zombie apocalypse is it's like a BL zombie apocalypse. I think that was the one that I particularly feel that was more better than the rest of the stories. But yeah, and also the other story I liked was this story called Takamaru Charm. Yeah, so Takamaru Charm is like a story of this guy who has his alluring ability that when he reaches, well, I think he reaches a certain age, I think he's 30 or something like that, he has the alluring ability, and all of a sudden he has three men after him. And what happens is that all three men, it's kind of like a foursome, but he actually has sex with all three of them, one at a time. So it's a really smutty one. That one's a pure smut. It was just pure smut. So yeah, I think this book is kind of like, if you just want, it's nothing to be taken seriously. It's just a series of stories that the artist just wants to explore. Basically, I can tell. Right at the back, there's the chapter description. So you can read the chapter description and the artist's explanation of these chapters. So I was reading them and it kind of makes sense a little bit. But the Viva La Virin, or what's it called, was the one I didn't get the most. Was the one that didn't make sense at all, because a lot of things. So that one disturbed me a little bit the most, because it was like, nah, I can't handle it. Nah, it's too young for me. Even though I know they're androids, I know they're not real, but it's still a little bit uncomfortable. Yeah, so it's good to check out the description as well. But yeah, I think it is the same wolf. I think it is the same wolf as the Secret Cat Files. Yeah, but I didn't really know. Which I sort of blindly was like, what? But yeah, if you know this artist, let me know if this person did do the Secret Case Files of a Cafe Paul. Let me know for real, because I want to make sure that I got my facts right, because it's the same name. Yeah. What else I could talk about it? So yeah, I read it a few times just to get the whole feel of this manga. I'd say it's all right. I wouldn't say it's fantastic. I wouldn't have too much expectations of this manga. Apart from, like you said, if you like stories like sort of raunchy, erotic, beefy, sort of like non-consent type of stories, then you probably wouldn't mind reading this. It's not, it's kind of like, there's some stories that I feel like, nah, I don't like how the characters have been treated. But with this sort of stories, it's, I don't know, it's kind of like the characters sort of just goes along with it, sort of level. Yeah, so, yeah, what else I meant to say? But the drawings are good though. The drawings are good. They are really good drawings. I think that's what made it, which kind of makes it more appealing, is the drawings, that the drawings are very well drawn. But it does lack a little bit of content. But I know it's an anthology. I know it's meant to be a scenario of ideas or something like that. So I don't think it's meant to be like a full, in-depth storyline. If you understand what I meant. But I don't regret buying it. I'm still glad I bought it. I mean, I did get over the shock of it a little bit, but I don't think it's too bad. I don't think it's too good either. I think it's kind of like, I think maybe I might calm down and I might start to just really enjoy it for what it is. I think sometimes you just accept it for what it is, and just enjoy it. Really, there's like it's just fictional anyway. It's basically pure fiction, and you know, you can just enjoy some parts of it. But yeah, the drawings are good. I wish there was more. The weird thing about it is that in the first chapter, you can see he's downstairs, the ghost man's downstairs apartment, but then he goes and then it disappears. After then it's like goes invisible. It's strange, really. I wish there was more uncensored stuff instead of like, I don't know, it's just me, really. I just want to see the full thing. But yeah, I mean, yeah, so I think it's okay and probably slowly grow into it, but I know it's not for everyone. I know this is one of those unconsent, because some people just don't like it at all. They, you know, and that's fine, really. I mean, it is unrealistic, you can say. It's not meant to be taken real, but I noticed that some people do take it very seriously. Like, why are you creating stuff that could potentially, that unrealistic, but also slightly harmful? Not harmful, but potentially could be harmful. And this is a massive debate that art struggles with, because with art, like, this is what, like, it's always been a conflict with art, because art's not meant to be taken too seriously. But one could say, well, can art inspire something? That's another massive debate. So something like you can write about like a 10-page essay on. But yeah, I think nowadays, especially on the internet, that people are becoming more critical on books and on mangas, especially on BL mangas. And then now you get like 10-year-olds lecturing you about BL mangas and what's the difference between a BL and a yaoi. And you think, what? You're like 10-year-olds, like, they think they know everything. And it's like, you just started reading it. Why are you reading it, for one? Oh, this is so annoying. Like, I ignored it. I've seen them on like Twitter, like someone tweet some mad post, and it's like, what? You can't just like have an adult conversation or have an adult view on things. Like, you get children. Anyway, but I do know there are a lot of works on offense. Like, if the works like a works of offense, like, or works of like that's have a dangerous ideology, then yeah, that should be taken down seriously, be taken down by authorities. So this is the thing. I think people misunderstand what works of offense or works of dangerous ideology mean. Like, they're so focused on, I think nowadays that we're so focused on trying not to offend everyone that we forget the true. We forgot to focus on what's really a problem, a real problem, I think. And you know, you get governments talk. Like, I heard that the Australian government actually has banned hentai. And you're like, what? But just because you watched a few, you know, animes that seem deemed to be like a problem, whereas there's so much anime and mangas that are really thought-provoking masterpieces, and you're going on a very tiny niche. I swear, 90 Kingdom goes that way. fine. Am I just like I'm questioning living in this country. Hope not. But this is the thing when people go too over intellectualizing it and they're not focused on the real problem, dangerous problems, real dangerous problems. Just focus on an art form that's a very small niche that doesn't affect nothing. It's like what would it? Do you know? It's like it's a deeper problem. Basically, it's just ridiculous. I mean, when I heard about the Australian senator's rant, he was like, "This is our children." He's like, "This is our..." What? This is a bitch. You go on about it, but I understand that there needs to be. I understand there's a concern, but it's like anime and manga is not the real problem, not the cause of it. It's deeper than that. That's what I'm trying to say. And yeah, so what else am I going to say? So this is my theory, basically. What's your theory of this whole non-consent or problematic content? I think every time I talk about BLR anime, I'm always saying that I'm trying to give my opinion, or trying to every episode I'm always trying to say something about problematic content. But you know, when you get problematic content in any genre, like I feel I see more problematic content in films, American drama, even in British drama, you get problematic. And they don't talk about it. Like, oh, it's for promotion. No, there are some problematic stuff we see every single day in our lives. And that's what I want to say. It's the least of my worries when it comes to anime manga. And some, you know what, and some hentai, actually. And some hentai and yaoi are really good. Like, I bought some hentai recently. And some of them are like sort of like a romantic villa, and they're really good. They're really sort of like nice stories, and obviously involves sex, but it involves the bedroom scene. But it was done in a quite good, in a very well made, like a mature sort of done way. So that's the thing, really. When you start going in, because I think what it is, when people first initially see a yaoi, a hentai, a manga, they just see the one set or one example. They don't see the other examples, and they just think that one example explains the whole genre. So that's what it is, really. So it's like when people say yaoi, they always mention things like Junior Mantica, like it's the only anime they watched or read. And it's like there's many good examples of mangas out there, many good BL mangas that are just as good and just as wholesome. So that's the whole problem. They don't fully go in. They just see for what it is, and they decide, they judge it for what it is. And yeah, so that's my rant. But back to the manga. So it is okay, really. It's okay. It's just two stories are a bit questionable, but you know, like I said, if you're a fan of these type of works, then this not a problem. If you're not, then I wouldn't recommend it at all. I think this manga will be a problem, or it will not be suitable. So it depends on your tolerance, really, on your tolerance to certain mangas. But that's about it, really. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope it gives you an insight to the Wild 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 life, and as much as I can explain. And also, again, if you think this is the same artist that did the secret case file of a calf April, let me know, because I just looked at the name and it's the same name, so I would like to know. But I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy my rant. I hope you do enjoy it. I am getting confident in talking. You know. But please do listen to my other podcast episodes, especially on the Dawn Jinshis and the mangas I bought. And you know, I do regularly upload Wednesdays and Fridays, and I try my best to talk about brush topics and talk about the BLs or mangas that I read or I want to review. But you can, I'm always open to suggestions. Like if you've got any BL suggestions or mangas that you want me to look into, let me know online at Rebexart or my website at rebexillustration.com. I'm always open to new mangas. I'm hoping to get Sublime. I really do want to get Sublime because I want to get the manga called I can't pronounce it, but it's like Mac or M-A-D-K. I don't know what the author is, but yeah, that manga. I really want to get that. I also want to get Finder Volume 10 and what else? And Kyoto 3. So I got quite a few mangas I especially want to get. I got quite a lot of mangas I could talk about, but I want to pace it out and just to pace out the manga selection so I don't go through them all of them. But I actually really enjoy talking about mangas and anime and mangas in general. Probably on March, I'll probably subscribe to Funimation because there's some anime that I actually want to watch. So yeah, and also I will do Fukutaya recommendations as well. So I have been still reading Fukutaya, and I was gonna do an episode of it, but maybe next week I'll do that. But yeah, on Funimation there's like those are anime I want to watch. I want to watch Black Butler, I want to watch Helsing, My Anime Husband, I want to watch Sazawa with Black, I want to watch, what else? Nichijou, I know Nichijou's always on that. It seems like there's some shows are not available, especially in this country, so yeah, Funimation. I've been watching Helsing on YouTube, but I do have it on DVD as well. So I always watch one episode. Anyway, I gotta stop talking about Helsing because people are thinking she's got a mad obsession. Yes. I did mention My Anime Husband on on episode 28, I did mention him. Yes, actually two anime husbands I mentioned, so you should definitely check that out really. But yeah, I hope you enjoy this episode, I hope you stay safe, and I'll see you next time. Bye. That's it for today's episode. If you have any questions, topics you want me to talk about, or any manga recommendations, you can contact me at Twitter at RebexArt or my website RebexIllustration.com. I'm Rebecca Joseph. Thank you for listening and have a nice day.